Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. We are living in a time these days where often we're told that we do not add value. I think it's always been that way, but maybe more so now because we're trying to break into groups and who's against who and who does what and who controls what. And it just is almost distorting the value that every single one of us has. Now, I heard this over the weekend about four or five times from people, which means that I need to speak to it, or someone needs to speak to it, or more of us need to speak to that fact of every single one of us adds value. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, you're going to get to a certain age one day, whether you're there or not, or you will be there one day, you're going to get to a certain age where people start discounting your value. I've had some interaction with some people in their 70s and 80s and even 90s, 60s, and then even younger, college age and younger. And those are the groups that sometimes are told, you're either too young, you have less value, or you're too old and you've lost your value. Not true. The value of the older group comes from the wisdom. And the wisdom and also from the way of they can treat others. So the wisdom is often with the people that have lived life, a full life, I should say. Learn from their own mistakes, learn from the mistakes of others. So they add great value, but they're often said, you don't. We're writing you off, you're putting you to the side. And if you're in that group, don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. You add great value no matter how old you are. In some way, some ways you add value. Maybe it's just simply the value of sharing with those people that will listen. Maybe it's the value of who you engage with the people around you, but you still add value. And it's not easy to break through that. It's not just the age thing. Again, it's the younger group that goes, okay, I don't have the experience, I don't add value. You do add value. Have some great guests on this episode, on this podcast, that clearly add great value. We need to listen to them. There are some groups I work with that are special needs, neurodiverse. They add great value, but they're often marginalized because they see, or people see, that they don't. They do. You just have to take the chance to figure out what the skill sets are or where they add value, but they do. Do not discount it. And if you're in that group, do not let people tell you that you don't because you think differently, you act differently, or you look differently. You add value. Color your skin, add value. No matter what your view is on say political issues, you add value. You add value. Each one of us adds value by the way we treat people around us. That's how you add value. Get that down and you've got it. Don't listen to those. Don't pay attention to those by listening or reading anything that tells you that you don't. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's very subtle. So how do you break through that, right? Figure out how you can add value and then do it. Find those that'll listen to you. About 3 years ago, I was in a meeting somewhere and it was a Woman of the Year award. And it was a big group in Asheville, North Carolina. So it was a room full of women and there were about three men. And it was a great experience for me because I learned so much. So there was so much knowledge in that. And during the question and answer session at the end, a lady stood up and said, I have to ask a question. And we had the tables. There must have been at least 250 people in there. And she was asking the speaker. She said, I'm living in a workplace where I don't think they value women. I don't believe they value women. And look, we can say it what it is. We can say it's not true. We can deny that fact. But there are people that are excluded in several different ways because of certain traits. It cannot be denied. It's true. So she stood up and asked the lady, she said, I'm working in a group of people, majority of men, and I don't believe they value me as a woman. I don't think I have the same opportunities. I don't think I get the best pay like everybody else. So she was just airing out in front of the group. And then the speaker said, would someone please stand up and answer that? Can somebody help? Can a man in the room answer that question? Well, I raised my hand because I just thought it was, is there an acknowledgement, but that's a problem. Well, luckily, the speaker called on somebody in the front of the group, another man, and he did a poor job of explaining it. Poor job. He basically tried to make excuses. Well, you can say that he was something like, you could say I'm a man and I'm excluded from sentence. He never answered the questions, and he made bad excuses for defending a position, right or wrong, defending a position. Quite frankly, I believe it's right, because I do know that because of certain, and I'm saying it again, I'm repeating it, because of age, beliefs, abilities, sex, color, you can easily get labeled, especially in this world, and you can get told that you don't add enough value. But what he was doing was trying to explain it through his eyes. And it didn't go well. Now, at the end of it, what I did was I wrote on a sheet of paper. I didn't know this lady, never met her before. But I wrote on the sheet of paper and handed it to her on my way out. And I said this, and this applies to any of those groups that you're in where people are trying to tell you that you don't add value. I wrote another sheet. Here's the key. Find those that will listen to you. Find those in the other groups that will listen to you, that will pay attention, that will help you do what you can to break through whatever that barrier is. Those people are out there. They're out there. That's somewhat what this podcast is based on. This podcast is based on giving people a voice that don't often have one and saying, speak. Now, I didn't even mention the religious side of it, but that is definitely the case. If somebody says, if you do not have my religious background or my belief system, or you don't see it the same way, then you don't add value and you're completely wrong. That is absolutely incorrect. Every single person adds value. The key is to figure out how you add value. It could be in some small way, the way you treat the people around you, or it could be in a larger way. Find it. And again, find those people that are open-minded enough to say, tell me what you're dealing with, and let me see what I can do to help you get through that. There are a lot of people out there, certainly these days, that are going, wait. We have been told something that is not correct. And we are going to figure out how to make a difference. So remember, if you're listening to this and if you're viewing it on YouTube, or you're listening on the podcast outlets, just remember, you do add value no matter where this finds you, in a senior citizen's home, in a school for special needs, neurodiverse, in a church setting where you're feeling out of place, you add value. And don't let anybody else tell you that you don't. If you need to get in touch with me, you can find me at circleofthepanda.com. And with this, I wish you all the best and peace to you.